You're listening to SBS News.
For Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the religious discrimination bill is personal. A devout Christian, during the 2019 election campaign, he made a promise that he has now brought to the floor of the Parliament.
The protection of what we choose to believe in a free society is essential to our freedom. In a liberal democracy, it is like oxygen.
He's introduced a bill which aims to enshrine greater protections for people of faith. That includes Australians such as Adam Conder, the imam at the Islamic School of Canberra, who supports the premise of the legislation.
This is a time for us to recognise one another and give the people the freedom in the most important aspect of their life, my belief, because we are driven by faith.
Under the bill, religious schools would be allowed to preference hiring workers of the same faith. Imam Adam Conder says it's positive to ensure religion is taught appropriately, but believes it isn't necessary for all subjects.
I don't know anything about Christianity, and I go to a Catholic school as a teacher. It is better to get a Catholic who understands the faith. If I want to teach something other than the faith, maybe that is fine, yeah.
The clause which allows schools to hire based on religion requires those institutions to make their policies public. Advocates, including Ghassan Kassissier of Legal Direction Equality Australia, says the bill doesn't adequately protect members of the LGBTIQ plus community.
This allows a school to write a policy that it will refuse to hire anyone who believes that gay people should be accepted and welcomed exactly as they are.
While hiring practices will be under review, the Prime Minister has offered reassurances to students.
Nothing in this bill allows for any form of discrimination against a student on the basis of their sexuality or gender identity.
But another Commonwealth law, the Sex Discrimination Act, currently does provide exemptions for religious schools, allowing them to expel gay students or teachers. It's an issue concerning moderate Liberal backbencher Trent Zimmerman.
It is disturbing that still today a school could exercise those rights to expel a student because of their sexuality.
That concern is shared by other Liberal moderates calling for urgent reform, and Labor has reminded the government of its promise to fix the flaw 3 years ago. Labor Senator Tony Sheldon directed this question to the Attorney-General.
On the 13th of October 2018, during the Wentworth by-election, Mr Morrison promised, and I quote, "I will be taking action to ensure amendments are introduced as soon as practicable to make it clear that no student of a non-state school should be expelled on the basis of their sexuality." Why did the Morrison-Joyce government promise that when it wasn't true?
The Prime Minister had promised to tackle both religious discrimination and discrimination on the basis of sexuality before the last election. With this bill, he's dealt with the first commitment, but the government now says it's seeking more advice on the second, and that's at least 12 months away. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.